Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for storms. Daytime highs approaching 74, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 65. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Several crashes and slide-offs were reported early this morning as vehicles were reported to have hydroplaned while rain was falling across the Topeka area. Among them was a crash on westbound Interstate 70 near the on-ramp from Southwest 1st Street just west of downtown Topeka. In that incident, a car appeared to have struck the concrete barrier separating the east and westbound lanes of traffic on I-70. Several other crashes and collisions were reported in the area. Yesterday, the city of Emporia announced it had found a location to construct a new fire station to meet the needs of the community. In 2015, the city of Emporia conducted a study to determine the site of a new fire station. The city considered size, proximity to the public parking, single-family dwellings, utility availability, street access, and compliance with zoning requirements. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Midwest Kia is the place to be. We'll be celebrating the Kia Summer Sales Event all month long. To get into the summer spirit, Midwest Kia is announcing the 100K giveaway. We will discount every new car on the lot for a total of $100,000 in discounts. These discounts can be combined with all rebates and incentives, including new Kias that are marked with a summer sticker and extra discounts up to $1,500. Our team will be celebrating the Summer Sticker Sales Event each week with a new theme and the goal of moving our entire new car inventory this month. Remember, every new Kia comes with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and our simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come celebrate the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with the 100K giveaway all month long at Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Kansas Farm Bureau's Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program has helped the Mid-Kansas Cooperative add 5 apprentices. Kansas Farm Bureau officials and Mid-Kansas Cooperative, a member-owned agriculture cooperative based in Mound Ridge, Kansas, continues to grow its workforce with the addition of 5 apprentices through KFB's Rural Kansas Apprenticeship Program. The 5 new hires will work full-time and receive on-the-job training for leadership roles in the company. The Kansas Cosmos Fair in Hutchinson received a Merlin rocket engine from SpaceX. The engine powers SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. Falcon 9 is the world's first orbital-class reusable rocket designed for safe and reliable transport of people and payloads into the Earth orbit and beyond. The Merlin engine powered the rocket used in the Coruscant 5A mission launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the same pad where many Apollo missions started. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. An announcement, Governor Jim Pillen has announced 13 appointments to the newly created Commission on Asian American Affairs. The commission was created through the passage of LB 1300, which included legislation introduced by Rita Sanders, a member of the Nebraska Senate. Members will serve 4-year terms, and the commission will coordinate programs related to Nebraska's Asian American community for housing, education, welfare, employment, and other issues, and will be overseen by a chairperson and 4 other executive board members.
members.
One final appointment will be made with a total of 14 members, with Dr. Deepak M. Gangar and Dr. Mayar Jiang already being members. In other news, juveniles ages 15, 16, and 17 are now facing a variety of charges between Lancaster and Douglas counties after using a metal pole to break a window and escape a Lincoln Detention Center, according to court records. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford and local area charities are teaming up for a trade-in sales event. Bring a new or gently used bike to Rusty Eck Ford and receive up to $2,000 off a brand new Ford. We will donate all bikes to local charities. It's as simple as donate a new or gently used bike. Receive up to $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. We donate all working bikes to local charities in the Wichita area. Choose from over 200 new Fords like this 2023 Ford F-150. 1.9% APR for 72 months. $1,471 for 1,000 financed. Or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid. 0% APR for 60 months. $1,667 for 1,000 financed. Or a 2023 Mach-E. 0% APR for 72 months. $1,389 for 1,000 financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Plus taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. We've learned from the Marysville Advocate and the Washington County News that the Department of Energy is proposing a transmission line corridor which could extend as many as 5 miles wide that would pass through Washington County from near Clifton, north of Lane and Greenleaf, then south of Hanover, continuing along U.S. 36 south of Marysville, extending through Nemahal County, and then through St. Joe. Passing to the northern edge of Alcove Spring, concerns are raised that it could potentially damage the integrity of swales in the park as well as the natural beauty. This would parallel the Grain Belt Express transmission line, which runs from southwest Kansas into Illinois. A comment period for a preliminary list of potential national interest electric transmission corridors will close Monday, June 24th at 4 p.m. for this proposed transmission line corridor. Those concerned should make comment. Additional information is available online with recent editorial in the Marysville Advocate and front page story in the Washington County News. Homestead Days kick off in Beatrice this week.
So this is our 46th annual Homestead Days event. So it has been going on for quite a few years now, and it's really fun to see how it's grown. It started out as a celebration out at Homestead National Monument, which is now Homestead National Historical Park. But and then it just grew from there that we embraced it in the city of Beatrice. So we have activities in town and out at Homestead still. It's really fun to see how everybody really just comes together to make this event happen.
Angie Bruna with Beatrice Chamber of Commerce is among organizers for the annual event.
So we are a Wednesday through Sunday event. It's morning through evening, all 5 days. So Wednesday, we kick off with we have glass marble making demonstrations at the Carnegie Building. We have car shows. There's a special race going on Wednesday night out at the Beatrice Speedway. And then we roll right into Thursday. We have different things. Things start to kind of pick up. The YMCA has activities. We have farmers markets. And then one of our churches in town, Christ Community, has a concert with Big Daddy Weave. And that's just gearing up for the full weekends of Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have Kid Craft make and takes items. And we have bounce houses. We have a zip line coming in. New this year, we're doing Big Rig Row. And while all of those things are going on, we also have Homestead National Historical Park that's going to have some fantastic performers, and they have their keynote speaker is Sean Astin, who's an actor who's been in things like Rudy and the Goonies, so people might recognize him when he comes to talk about genealogy. But the main thing to remember is go to homesteaddays.com and you can look at the whole schedule and map out all of the fun things that you're going to come take advantage of here in Beatrice.
Homestead Days continue a tradition for families and those of all ages.
We really gear our activities to be family friendly and appeal to the young and the older. So there's something for everybody at Homestead Days. Beatrice is a special community. We have a lot of great people here who like to have people come and visit us. So we're excited to see visitors come into town. Also want to give a huge shout out to all of our sponsors and volunteers who come together to partner with us at the Chamber. If we didn't have that, Homestead Days would not be able to take place. So we're super grateful for all the help. And really, it's a great opportunity to celebrate the homesteading heritage that helped to settle the Nebraska and the whole Homestead Act. So it's a lot of fun to see it all come together.
Jeffrey Hill Garrels, age 54, of Wymore, passed away June 11. Graveside Celebration of Life services planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Spring Cemetery, with a visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Jeff Garrels. Clara Hill Vertiske, age 78, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, interment the Blue Spring Cemetery, with a visitation Thursday from 10 until 8 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Clara Vertiske. Vincent R. Vince O'Toole, Jr., age 43, of Marysville, passed away Friday. A celebration of life service is planned July 10th with a private interment at a later date. Christy Andrews Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Vince O'Toole, Jr. Laverne H. Mintz passed away June 7th. Private family ceremony will be held at a later date with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Laverne Mintz.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know, living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/yfiber.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, certified by Kansas Supreme Court as District Magistrate Judge. She's attended the National Judicial College and offers a lifetime of education and experience to all citizens of Marshall County.
I would appreciate your vote in the upcoming primary, August 6th.
Calling all barbecue competitors, the Seneca American Legion Runners Smokin' Hogs Barbecue Competition is looking for participants on July 13th. To register, call Kurt Henry at 785-336-1524. Show off your skills July 13th at the Smokin' Hogs Barbecue Competition in Seneca. Phone Kurt Henry at 785-336-1524.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some scattered showers are possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Still a slight chance for some rain showers on Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. South winds around 10 and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms may continue into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then more showers possible throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Still a slight chance for some rain early Saturday morning, then sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 87. Record high on this date, 108. The average low 65 and the record low 45. Sunset this evening 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. We were on the shorter side with about 0.05 of an inch rain with thundershowers Tuesday evening. Some reported more than 0.5 inch.
Some dogs love having an ice cube to lick or chew on a warm day. Is there any harm? We investigate today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 19th, the 171st day of the year. Baseball legend Lou Gehrig was born on this day, and the lasagna-loving orange cat Garfield made his debut in newspaper syndication on this day in 1978. On a warm day, some dogs love having ice cubes to lick or chew on. Is it a good idea? The experts we consulted say that in general, it's fine. Tooth chipping can be a hazard for smaller or older dogs, so limit them to small cubes or shavings. You should also hold the ice if it makes a pet lap up water too quickly. It can put them at risk for bloating, a serious intestinal issue. Looking for a nutritious frozen treat for your pet? Mix some pumpkin puree with natural yogurt and peanut butter. Freeze it in ice cube trays for a cold treat on a hot summer day. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Never gonna grow up. Get caught up in a southern sun.
Get caught up in the country vibes of Jake Owen. Coming to Prairie Band Casino and Resort on Saturday, June 29th. Singing his smooth summer songs that will either make you hit the beach or grab your boots and go down to the honky-tonk. Must be 18 or over to attend. Get your tickets to Jake Owen at prairieband.com/shows.
Prairie Band Casino.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier with the special session from the legislature passing tax relief yesterday. They also discussed the potential of trying to lure the Kansas City Chiefs and Kansas City Royals to the Kansas side of the river. And while that conversation is still going with the use of potential star bonds in the state, Kansas Governor Kelly says that she is excited, although will stay out of the conversation to see what the legislature may come up with.
I'm impressed by the full court press that's being made to get these teams to consider moving across the river. It's not something I'm going to invest a lot of energy in. I think this is something for the legislature to work through.
That audio from KSNT News. Opponents of the idea, including Americans for Prosperity, say that it's an unnecessary tax burden on Kansans while we try to pass tax relief in the state with the current high rates. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
It's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Midwest Kia is the place to be. We'll be celebrating the Kia Summer Sales Event all month long. To get into the summer spirit, Midwest Kia is announcing the 100K giveaway. We will discount every new car on the lot for a total of 100,000 in discounts. These discounts can be combined with all rebates and incentives, including new Kias that are marked with a summer sticker and extra discounts up to $1,500. Our team will be celebrating the summer sticker sales event each week with a new theme and the goal of moving our entire new car inventory this month. Remember, every new Kia comes with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and our simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come celebrate the Kia Summer Sticker Sales event with the 100K giveaway all month long at Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Football season is right around the corner for college as K-State and KU are getting ready for the upcoming 24 and 25 football season. As KU says that they're bulking up their offensive line with a new transfer coming out of Texas A&M as starter Bryce Foster has announced that he will be transferring to the Kansas University Jayhawk football team after starting 28 games for the Aggies, including all 12 at center for the last 2023 football season. He also made the SEC all-freshman team back in 2021 and was sidelined with an injury in 2022 just after four games. KSNT News reports that according to Foster, he not only plans to play football, but also plans to play multiple sports at KU, as he says he is set to join the track and field team in the spring, along with shot put, throwing 64 feet. He is KU football's 11th transfer portal pickup for the upcoming 2024 offseason. KU's football season kicks off on August 29th this year against Lindenwood at home. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
As the weather turns warm, it may be time to breathe new life into your outdoor space. Visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today to browse their wide selection of premium lawn fertilizers and insect repellents, grass seed, potting soil, and lawn tools to make the job easier. All the gardening essentials for whether you're a seasoned green thumb or a budding enthusiast, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber have what you need to grow something beautiful this year.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Pollinators come in a variety of sizes and shapes, including flies. It's a very small fly, the no-see-em, that pollinates the flowers of the cacao tree, whose fruit is the source of chocolate. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These chocolate midges are just one member of the 71 fly families that feed on flowers and aid in pollination. Hoverflies rank with solitary bees and bumblebees as important pollinators. Flies can be found in a variety of habitats, from dark, damp forests to mountaintops, in warm southern Africa to frigid cold Antarctica and locations in between. Flies are often considered a nuisance and their value overlooked, but the large number of flies and their presence in a wide range of locations make them important pollinators. So next time you bite into a candy bar or sip a cup of hot chocolate, remember to thank a fly. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The federal government established Juneteenth as a national holiday in 2021. However, the celebration of the events of that date took place immediately after June 19, 1865. I'll take you to where those celebrations began on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
General Granger's Order No. 3, delivered in Galveston, Texas on June 19, 1865, enforced the Emancipation Proclamation. For African Americans, this was recognized as an Independence Day from that point forward. But for the nation, the recognition took a longer time.
A gentleman named Al Edwards, a former state legislator for the state of Texas, drew up legislation commemorating officially June 19 as Juneteenth for it to be a state holiday.
That official Texas legislation was passed in 1979. Kevin Kinney, an archivist at the Rosenberg Library in Galveston, Texas, says one of the pictures from an early parade here in the city says a lot about the importance of that date.
She's driving, waving to the spectators, and on the side of her car is a sign saying, "Happy Juneteenth, our people freed."
General Granger delivered Order No. 3 at 22nd Street and Strand back in 1865. It was a significant spot in the city, although he may not have realized it at the time.
Where General Granger issued the order freeing the enslaved, this also happens to be across the street from where some slave auctions happened.
The importance of Juneteenth has never been lost here.
As you enter Galveston Island, you're going to see a sign that says, "Welcome to Galveston, the birthplace of Juneteenth."
It was not until 2021 that Juneteenth became a federal holiday. Kevin believes over time, this date will become just as important in people's minds as the 4th of July.
This is where emancipation of the last remaining enslaved happened, and this is where freedom really took hold.
You can come to this city to see some of the spots important to Juneteenth. The celebration began with Order No. 3 proclaimed here. Traveling the countryside in Galveston, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
At Alliance Insurance, we are all excited to announce our long-awaited move to our new location at 715 Broadway. Previously Blue River Eye Care, which is located one door east of our old location. Just look for Dottie Rose. The same personalized service you expect at our new location back on Broadway. So from Tammy, Jen, and Diana, Alliance Insurance, please give us a call for all your insurance needs. 785-562-2393.
Livestock producers and pet owners generate medical waste when they treat their animals. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Proper disposal makes sure you don't hurt yourself or the environment as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Animals occasionally need vaccines, ointments, and other medications to keep them healthy. Many livestock owners will administer these themselves, and that leads to medical waste around the farm that needs to be properly disposed of so nobody gets hurt. Larry Hawkins is a veterinarian with Bayer Healthcare. He says the biggest hazard is the scalpel blades and syringe needles. To avoid injuring yourself or others, they should carefully be discarded into what's called a sharps container.
Sharps containers often have tools on the top of them to cut a needle off, or a different tool to detach a needle from a syringe. And the point is, if you use these sharps containers, you don't need to recap the needle. Most injuries that happen to the person given the injections occur when that person is trying to put the cap back on the needle and they miss and stick themselves.
Empty or partially empty drug containers should be handled properly to reduce the risk of environmental contamination. Some items can be flushed in the toilet. Others have more stringent requirements.
There are regulations concerning the disposal of sharps and the containers of chemicals or pharmaceuticals, so read the label and follow the directions for a specific product. Often pesticide containers can't go to a sanitary landfill without the landfill's knowledge that they're coming.
Some communities hold collection events where you can drop off unwanted pharmaceuticals or pesticides for disposal. Medical waste, such as bandages and gloves, can be put into a leak-proof bag and then tossed in with the rest of your trash. Learn more about disposing farm medical waste at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
A record number of Americans are starting side businesses to bring in extra cash. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. The number of folks starting side hustles shot up during COVID, and the trend has continued. A record 5.5 million people started side businesses in 2023, and this year could see even more. If you're considering launching a side venture of some kind, more power to you. But remember that your first priority must be to your current employer, because that's who's signing your paychecks, at least for now. You should give not only your time, but your full attention to your day job during normal working hours. And remember who your real boss is. Colossians 3:23 tells us, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
The start of a series on the status of kids working in agriculture, today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a wonderful place for children to live and work, but it can also be a dangerous place for that as well. Marcia Salzwedel is with the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
We have for a long time known that agriculture is one of the most hazardous work sites in our country, and that you can find children of any age in that work site. We also know that a child dies in egg-related incidents about every 3 days, and every day there's 33 seriously injured children.
Sawswedel says the number of children working in agriculture and related industries is rising.
There's a number of different possible causes for this. We do anticipate that there is an increase in youth numbers in the workforce due to the labor shortages. And we're seeing labor shortages caused by a variety of reasons. The retiring baby boomers, that generation is much larger than the generations that are just starting out working. There are fewer younger workers. There's deaths from COVID-19, and there's more restrictions on immigration as well.
Tomorrow, the status of efforts to legislate more protection for child workers. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Everything's a little better when it's super. Heroes, markets, sized, and of course, checks. A super check gives you an in-depth review of your current insurance coverage with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, no matter who your insurance provider is. That's super cool. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent to make sure you're properly covered at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Good Wednesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 harvest reports are brought to you by the Hydraulic Shop. Call Charity for all your hydraulic needs. Taking a look across the nation, the 2024 HRW harvest progressed into parts of central Kansas this week. Harvest is slower in parts of the southern plains that have received more moisture. Harvest progress stands at 65% in Texas, 88% in Oklahoma, and 11% here in Kansas, respectively. Harvest is expected to begin in Nebraska in 7 to 10 days and 10 to 14 days in Colorado. Now, the crop conditions are holding steady with 55% of the crop in good to excellent condition. By state, conditions are variable. 30% good to excellent in Texas and very good in South Dakota with 74%. Now, the first 45 samples were from Texas and Oklahoma. As mentioned, the Texas Crop Progress and Condition Report showed the crop was 63% harvested, up 8 points from the five-year average. Harvest progressed earnest in the Panhandle and Southern Plains as farmers tried to beat the wet weather. Although conditions have been variable, irrigated wheat fields have been as high as 80 bushels per acre, and dryland yields in areas have come in well above average. Oklahoma wheat continues to move forward as well. Of course, the weather is hindering some in some select areas. Progress has been made in northeast Oklahoma. In the Panhandle, producers have made good progress with dryland harvest and hoping to irrigate it over the next couple of days. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, as mentioned, has stated 87% complete. Mid-America Ag Network, Zach Mabe was in the field in Garden Plain as he gives us his updated numbers.
Moisture content wonderful, and for our wheat harvest, we're at about 50 bushels per acre. And test weight around 62 pounds per bushel, and the average protein was 11.3%. We are projected to get some rain here, which will definitely help with plowing and disc in the field, put some moisture into the ground. And then we're going to be looking at wheat seed. Make sure that when you're looking at wheat seed, you call your trusted companies to get those. And make sure you listen to the Mid-America Ag Network for those trusted wheat seed companies.
Your 2024 summer harvest reports are brought to you by Abilene Machine. For ag replacement parts at your fingertips, go to AbileneMachine.com.
Want to know what your land or equipment is worth? This is Tyler Francis with Gene Francis & Associates and Gavel Roads Online Auctions. For 40 years, we've been connecting buyers and sellers while creating valuable experiences. Our licensed realtors and auctioneers are here to help you understand today's market and buy or sell property. To see what is for sale or to get in touch with one of our agents, check out GeneFrancis.com. Gene Francis & Associates and Gavel Roads Online Auctions. Ready, set, sold.
It's storm season, and it's never too late for crop insurance. P&B Insurance is your crop insurance specialist, giving you coverage on the farm and peace of mind. And if you don't have hail insurance now, no worries. You can be covered up to 2 hours before a storm hits. Get signed up today. Find us online at pbcropinsurance.com or call Dan and the team at 800-722-9525. P&B Insurance, where crop insurance is our only...
Need a bull? Leuenberger in Waterville still has five dependable Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. These feature a good disposition with hybrid vigor and strong growth, and traits include calving ease. Call today. Don't miss out. Leuenberger at Waterville, phone 785-268-0647.
This is Andrew Crownover with Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. From now until July 4th, with every car purchase, you'll receive a $50 gift certificate to Richardson Fireworks in Marysville. Happy 4th of July, and stop in or visit our website to see our huge selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and more at Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Tar spot, a common disease in corn production, made an earlier-than-expected appearance in Kansas fields this spring. K-State row crop plant pathology specialist Rodrigo Onofre explains tar spot, where it's found, and when the disease impacts corn.
Tar spot, it's a major corn disease that has been affecting our yields, not just here in Kansas, but across all the corn-producing region. We just reported here in Kansas in two counties, right, in Donovan and Atchison. This is a month earlier than what we found last year, and it was also the first report across all the corn region in U.S. This disease can have more than one cycle, even within one season. So this disease can have multiple cycles until the end of the corn season, right? So since we're picking up so early, my concern right now is how bad it will be as we go into 2024 season.
Onofre says how detrimental tar spot can be to corn yields and the timeline for its appearance.
So some of the fields last year got severe impact, especially on that Donovan and Atchison. We saw yield impact of approximately 70 bushels per acre less than the usual because of the high pressure of this disease. And just keep in mind that the lesion that we see today, actually infection happens 2-3 weeks ago, right? So we're kind of like always playing catching up with tar spot. So that's why it's so important and it spreads so quick.
He discusses preventative measures and how producers can treat tar spot.
I think it's keeping a track of the disease. There's a website called Corn IPM Pipe. You can look for tar spot and can monitor that as well. As we get into the season now that we know it's here and showing up, it's crucial to start scouting early. The earlier that you find, better chance to manage and to plan your fungicide applications as we go into the season, right? And keep in mind that our fungicide applications, we should hold our temptations about spraying early until I'd say V10, between that V10 and VT. Because our fungicides, they're going to last about 14 to 21 days. So the biggest question is if you go early, it's like how many times are you going to be spraying to the end of the season, right? To that R5 at least. So I'd say if you could wait until that V3 and perhaps follow by a second application around R3, that would be definitely a good approach. And when you're thinking about a fungicide, just keep in mind that 2 and 3 mode of actions are definitely better than 1 mode of action for disease control, as well as for yield benefit from those applications.
That was Rodrigo Onofre, Kansas State University crop plant pathology specialist, on tar spot and its unexpectedly early presence in Kansas cornfields this spring. Learn more about tar spot at www.cropprotectionnetwork.org. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
Welcome to the 46th annual Homestead Days celebration. Join all the fun. June 19th through the 23rd, the Beatrice Chamber of Commerce and participating members invite you to take part in all the activities that will be happening throughout Beatrice and the Homestead National Historical Park, like the fireworks, car show, kid activities, live entertainment, parade, swap meet, rib fest, duck races, and so much more. Don't miss any of the action by downloading your very own brochure at homesteaddays.com. Enjoy the 46th annual Homestead Days celebration.
If you have animals, you have manure. And manure has microorganisms, which can cause sickness if manure is mishandled. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Livestock, you have to be responsible in handling the manure so nobody gets sick. Manure naturally contains a wide range of bacteria, viruses, and other microorganisms. Some can survive a long time in it. Sagar Goyal is a professor of virology at the University of Minnesota. He says if dangerous bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella are present in the manure, there are a couple of ways that the bacteria find their way to us.
What can happen is the pathogens can move downwards and contaminate the groundwater if the soil above groundwater is porous enough. Second is you apply the manure and there is a rainfall, can then turn into runoff and it can contaminate water bodies that are near the farm.
A lot of the problem can be solved by mixing it well with the soil after application and not spreading manure too close to water or tile inlets. Still, it's no easy job to keep this stuff from going where it shouldn't. Depending on how big your operation is, it may take several steps.
Well, there are many different ways you can store the manure for a while, and storing can reduce or even eliminate the pathogens present. And there are other treatments, aerobic and anaerobic treatment of manure.
Some producers store it in deep pits or treat it with lime. Others may compost it. Whatever you choose to do, manure management practices will keep harmful microorganisms from making us sick. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling the spread of manure pathogens at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Save big now with unbeatable specials at Twin Rivers in Beatrice, your family-owned Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram dealer. Twin Rivers is your go-to destination for top-notch service and incredible deals on Jeep and Ram vehicles. Don't miss out. If you're in the market for a like-new used car or truck, or new, see this area's best selection on the lot, on West Court in Beatrice, or go online anytime at twinriv.com. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, budget-friendly and customer-focused.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The three major stock averages all advanced Tuesday, with the NASDAQ and S&P walking away with new record high closes. The markets are closed today in observance of the Juneteenth holiday. After a bankruptcy warning, hundreds of layoffs, and a massive recall, California-based electric car maker Fisker has formally filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company, which already had paused the manufacturing of its electric Ocean SUV, will now try to sell its assets. The surge in luxury spending after the pandemic may be stalling out. Consulting company Bain is out with a new forecast showing sales of high-end handbags, shoes, and clothes will essentially be flat this year. Political uncertainty in the U.S. and economic uncertainty in China get the blame. And TikTok faces new allegations of breaking a law designed to protect the privacy of children. The FTC says it found new problems while investigating whether TikTok was complying with a 2019 settlement over similar allegations. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, certified by Kansas Supreme Court as District Magistrate Judge. She's attended the National Judicial College and offers a lifetime of education and experience to all citizens of Marshall County.
I would appreciate your vote in the upcoming primary, August 6th.